Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So all of you are a little far away. Maybe you could come a little closer. We are now coming to the final part of this Vrindavan experience. And as we went through different pastimes, we will end with the spring festival. And as you may know, spring in Vrindavan is naturally celebrated with color. It's also known as the holy festival. So I see some colors there, and right now some colors are being offered to Sisi Radharan Panamahan. And I will speak a little bit on this holy. And I'll speak from the Govinda Lilamrita, which is a book written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He wrote it before the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it is such a famous book of poetry that it was for that book that he got the title Kaviraj, actually, or King of Poets. So, in the beginning, Vrindadevi is making the arrangements, because Vrindadevi in Vrindavan is making all the arrangements for the pastimes. So Vrindadevi had made a stage, and she had put nice scents on the stage, aguru, and just so that the whole area was very, very fragrant. And Vrindadevi said, O Radha Krishna, forms of Krishna's welfare, behold the stage for playing the beautiful spring festival. It is smeared with aguru, and so it is also decorated with many nice pictures. So there was a very nice stage. Then on the stage there were many golden jugs, and they were also scented. Not only were there colors, there were many pots with different liquids, and these liquids, they had different scents made with aguru, vermilion, the red powder that sometimes is used, and musk, which comes from the deer, some scent, and then sandal, and all that is mixed then with water. And then there are big syringes with jewels on them, and they have extended openings for sprinkling these substance everywhere. Then there are balls, right? They also throw color balls, so they have again scented balls and like that. These balls, they're balls of vermilion, camphor, flowers. Then they have bows also, flower bows and flower arrows. So there's quivers, you know, like the shafts filled with these flower arrows ready for shooting. And, yes, there are betel nuts, garlands, flower-scented water, sandal, and other enjoyable things, and golden plates with soft lac flasks that are broken. And so, and there's such a smell coming out of these flasks. So in this way, the whole festival is very pleasant. It is very nice. One is sprayed with natural colors and natural scent. So then, as they were getting ready for the action, Krishna was holding his flower bow and his flower arrows to his shoulder, and he stuck his flute right there in his belt, and he had a jeweled syringe in his hand as well, and a lump of fragrant powder in his water pot, and he was ready for action. First, one stream came from his syringe, and as this stream traversed the path of the sky, it became 100 streams, and then 1,000 streams. And when the stream fell down, it had become 100,000. And when it finally hit the ground, it had become 10 million streams that were like just flowing in the direction of the gopis. So the gopis, they covered themselves very expertly with their veils. And meanwhile, they had tied different colors at the end of their veils. Everywhere they had stashed secret weapons in case one would fail, that the other one would come. It was a huge battle because there were so many gopis. 16,108 gopis, and Krishna was fighting alone, but still they had a hard time because whatever he was shooting in the air was multiplying and then multiplying again and multiplying again. And in this way, it was not an easy fight. No. Krishna and the gopis threw fragrant powder on each other, and it stuck to their bodies. Radharani sprayed reddish water through the small holes of her syringe, and the pure drops of this fluid spread over Krishna's limbs, making him look like the blue sky covered with hundreds of moondrops. So many red spots, and Krishna became extremely beautiful in that way. Then the camphor, vermilion, and flower pollen in the uncovered flask became all muddy because of the fragrant fluids falling on it. Discolored, the gopis' bodies and clothes in different ways. The earth, the sky, and all the directions became filled with different colors of fragrant powder from these syringes, which made the sky look like a canopy of fragrant dust. So there was dust everywhere, there were liquids everywhere, clouds of different colors were there, all around them. So Krishna touched Radharani, and of course that actually pleased her, but she feigned anger. And meanwhile, she pulled out one of her secret weapons, which was a small lota with fragrant water, and got Krishna in that way. Then the Sakis pulled out their hidden weapons, and they also attacked Krishna in so many ways. But somehow or other, he captured them all in an embrace also. So in this way, the spring pastimes of Holi were celebrated. There is a cloud on earth in a human form, Krishna, and it is showered by unlimited amounts of fragrant waters, by restless lightning from the gopis. So in this way, Krishna is compared like a cloud that rains unlimited quantities of colors, and the gopis are like lightning that hit the clouds. And in this way, the holy pastimes are taking place. Holi is a pastime that takes place every year, and therefore it is not the same. It is somewhat different every time. In the village of Gantuli, just at the site of Govardhan, Radha and Krishna were seated on a throne, and unexpectedly, by some arrangement, suddenly they were showered in so many colors. So in there that village got the name. Holi took place there. So we will also carefully celebrate a little Holi. I once went to the Radha Govinda temple around this time of the year for a darshan, and this time they gave me a special invitation to come up front. So I came up front and they opened the curtains, and there were stacks of color, many stacks of color, and boy, were they happy to offer me the Mahaprasadam. And that was offered to the deities. And very ceremoniously and very carefully, they nicely put some on my forehead and some on my head and some on my cloths, until I was fully covered. But then somehow or other, at the end, the powder came off. I don't know if this powder comes off as well. But our our Gaura Hari, who is Gaura Hari Gopa, has has promised that it will be very civilized. So we are waiting in anticipation.